It's our final Axtell locker room chat here on KMZA tonight. Brandon Tammer, we're joined now by Eagles football coach, that is Eric Detweiler. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technology, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, B&B Buildings as well. Axtell getting ready to start the run for the 4-peat championship. They get Thunder Ridge here tonight, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, Coach, another undefeated regular season, a tough test last week, and Frankfurt's certainly gave you a nice ball game and were able to move the ball up and down the field a little bit. But ultimately, it turned out into a 76-30 final. Just take us back to last week and just kind of the overall thoughts and takeaways from the game against Frankfurt.
Yeah, you know, I thought our kids come out and played, you know, pretty well. We exchanged first drive scores. You know, we scored first, and then Frankfurt went down and scored on their first possession. And then, you know, from that point on, we kind of controlled the game until about halfway through the second quarter. We I believe we're ahead 40, I don't recollect exactly, 40-something-6 about halfway through the second quarter. And then Frankfurt's air raid attack kind of got us a little bit. And you know, Wes Anderson just does a tremendous job of throwing the ball around, and which is good for us. And you know, so they did a good job of scoring, and we just exchanged scores for a while. And then, you know, until we got to halftime. And then, you know, after the third quarter, we stopped them on their first possession. They drove most of the way down the field, and we stopped them on their first possession. And we were fortunate enough to go down and score and kind of finish the game off. So that was, you know, Frankfurt's always a good quality opponent that gives us, you know, different looks. We knew they were going to be able to throw the ball quite a bit. Wes just is such a great thrower, and they got two receivers that are, three receivers actually that are extremely fast and quick that, you know, are capable of catching the ball and beating you downfield at all times. So, you know, we was looking forward to the matchup, and, you know, we was fortunate to come out with a big W.
Yeah, and certainly an opportunity. Maybe you see this team down the road in the postseason, but obviously that's a week-by-week thing, and we'll talk about the playoffs here in a moment. But just this 2024 season, strictly games 1-8. Obviously, the run continues. You had another dominant regular season, and obviously the sights are set on another state championship. But how do you assess and just kind of dissect what you saw from your team here through the first eight regular season games?
Well, you know, each team that we play, I thought, gives us a different look on, you know, offensively and defensively, and makes us better. And I thought we did a great job of growing throughout the year. And you know, every year you bring on, you know, you have seniors that graduate, and you got new kids that are stepping in, and you get kids that are, you know, get injuries during the game, and you got younger kids got to step in. And so each quality team that we play, you know, makes us better, more prepared for the playoffs. And you know, I thought our kids grew. We got better every week. You know, we go over a film session and show them what we're expecting out of them, what they need to do better. And you know, I thought, you know, we obviously faced probably the best two quality opponents at the end of the year. And you know, they made us better for the playoffs, and hopefully we're ready to make another deep run.
Were there any players that surprised you with your play this year? You certainly probably have expectations for certain players on your roster, certainly some obviously meeting or exceeding those expectations, but maybe were there a few kids that, you know, going into the year you had maybe, not as much expectation, weren't sure what you were going to get, whether it was a first-time player or not, but maybe just got a little bit more than what you expected from some of these kids?
Well, you know, it always amazes me how much our kids you know, grow physically and mentally, honestly, you know, from one year to the next. He always got teenagers in the house, and you know, it's amazing how much they eat and actually, you know, get bigger and stronger throughout the weight room throughout the year. So that, you know, as a team in general, they seem to really do a good job of, you know, taking it serious in the off season and getting better. But, you know, we graduated three seniors last year, Grady, Grant, and Sawyer that, did a tremendous job for us. So we knew we had to have some kids come in and step up. And, you know, Dalton Hines, you know, stepped into these roles this year. He starts on all aspects of the game for us and does a tremendous job on the offense and defensive line and did a great job for that. And in Colin Chauncey stepped in for, you know, receiver for us this year and has made some tremendous catches, you know, for us on the offensive side of the ball. So he does a nice job for us there. And, you know, and just like I said, I hate to, you know, pick individuals out, but, you know, obviously all of our seniors did a great job of, like I said, just getting better throughout the season as well.
A few more minutes here with Axtell football coach Eric Detweiler. Eagles en route for a four-peat as they try to go for the fourth straight championship. We're going to talk about their playoff matchup tonight. They get Thunder Ridge, and we'll do it after a break here on KMZA. Got a few more minutes here with Axtell football coach. That is Eric Detweiler, brought to you by Blue Valley Technology, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, B&D Buildings as well. We always appreciate a few minutes of the coach's time each and every week. And the four-peat run, it starts with the first round tonight, 8-man D2. You get Thunder Ridge at home. And, you know, this is a team that's took a little bit of a dip. This is the team you saw 2 years ago in the state championship game where they went 11-2. Last year they go 5-4. And, you know, it happens. You have turnover and things like that. You know, this Longhorns team coming into this matchup tonight at 1-7. What's maybe the biggest difference about this Thunder Ridge team here in 2024 compared to when you saw them in the state title 2 years ago?
Well, their size. You know, when, a couple years ago, they were extremely aggressive and big and physical. You know, I'm not saying they don't have big kids on the roster this year, but I just think their physicality isn't quite what they were in years past. But a lot of that's would go because they're younger classmen. You know, they don't have a lot of upperclassmen. They're playing a lot of younger guys. Their quarterback is actually a freshman starting this year for them. They have a bunch of sophomores on the field. So I'm sure in a couple of years when all those guys are getting up there, they'll gain that size and strength. But, you know, they're still a predominantly run team. That's what they've always kind of been, and that's kind of what Strukoff does out there for them. And you know, they do things, you know, exceptionally well in their run game, and they're fundamentally sound, and you know, it's just something we're going to have to stop.
Yeah, and you kind of mentioned some things that you're maybe going to expect, maybe see from them, but again, same head coach that they have had over the last few years, and so, like, schematically, do you not see much too different, you know, with what they're doing on both sides of the ball, maybe when you saw them in the state title game?
Right. You know, we've actually played them, I think, 3 out of the last 4 years in playoffs. I don't think we've seen them last year, but the 3 years previous to that. So, yeah, you know, schematically, they're doing a lot of stuff that are very similar to what they've done in past. And actually, I went back and watched our state game on film just to see if there was a lot of differences. And absolutely, you know, every team changes some from year to year. But, you know, for the most part, they're doing kind of the same things. They're just lining it up a little different. And, you know, obviously got different guys in those positions.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations for this first round game tonight.
Well, win the line of scrimmage. You know, anytime you face a run team, well, you kind of want to win the line of scrimmage and force them to do something that they're not as comfortable with, which is passing to them. And you know, I'm not saying they can't pass, but they obviously want to run the ball first. So if we can win the line of scrimmage, and then, of course, win a turnover battle. So if we can do those two things, I think we got a great chance.
Axtell's run for a fourth straight state championship. It starts tonight. Eric Detweiler and crew leading the charge as Axtell will be at home. 6 o'clock kick time as they take on Thunder Ridge, first round of the playoffs here this week. Coach, as always, we've appreciated a few minutes of your time each and every week, and we'll talk to you throughout the playoffs. We appreciate it.
All right, sounds great. Anytime. Thank you.